Good evening, boys and girls. Welcome to another episode of Unfiltered, a guide to being a better human. J-Love here. Doing something a little bit different here. I'm usually posted up somewhere in a quiet room, away from all the noise. Whereas here I'm actually in my car driving. So, a little bit of road noise, I do apologize. But, first off, I apologize for being absent for so long. Not getting in touch with all of you with another podcast. That is my mistake. Sometimes life just gets in the way and you get busy doing other things and unfortunately, priorities. You have to maintain your priorities. So with that, tonight's episode, let's talk about fear. What is it that we fear the most? You know, in your everyday life, what is it you fear the most? Your career, your love life, your lack thereof of a love life. Your sex life, friendship, relationships, whether or not you're a parent, a brother, a sister, cousin, an aunt, an uncle. What is it that drives our fears? You know, because as kids, we were fearless. I know that I was. I would do anything and everything. You dared me to do something, I would do it. But then on the flip side of that, I thought about some of the shit that I've done. And yeah, I was dared a lot. And, you know, it goes to that old saying that your parents always used to say, well, if your best friend jumped off a bridge, you're going to jump off a bridge too? Well, fuck no, I'm not going to jump off a bridge. Not so much the fear of what would happen. You know, you're going to die, you're going to break a leg, break an arm, end up in the hospital. That's not the fear that I was worried about. The fear I was worried about is the ramifications from my mom and dad. What would happen if they were to find out? You know, what would happen if they caught wind of what I just did? So, man, there are so many secrets that I've got. That even my mom don't know about. My dad, God rest his soul, is no longer here. So there's a lot that he didn't know about. I mean, hell, I probably would have put him into an earlier grave with some of the shit I've done, and he, if I were to ever to tell him. I know he's looking down on me right now like, goddamn boy, really? But all in all, fear is in all of us. I look at fear as a double-edged sword, really. Fear, on one side, keeps you sharp, keeps you smart, keeps you always thinking, keeps you always two steps ahead of what could possibly happen. Other side to that is fear of letting go. Fear of opening up, fear of change. And sometimes change is a good thing. Sometimes that fear of what's to come or what could possibly change, sometimes that's that door that, you know, we're constantly knocking on or is knocking at us, you know, i.e. opportunity, and telling us, hey, motherfucker, right here. Knock, knock, motherfucker, I'm right here. All you got to do is just open it up. This, in turn, kind of goes with what baby Jesus gave us, known as free will. We all have that free will to make those decisions. Whether those decisions are good or bad, that's entirely up to us. He gave us that free will to be able to make those decisions. You know, and at the same time, He's up there looking down on some of us, many of us, a lot of us, and just questioning, just what the fuck are you doing? You know, and for those of you who don't think that Jesus cussed, yeah, I'm probably pretty sure he did. I mean, if he could spare hookers and lepers and shit like that, I'm pretty sure he dropped the F-bomb once in a while. Don't like it? Turn it off now. But sometimes we have to overcome that fear and realize that sometimes change is good. Change is a good thing. Don't be afraid to make a change. Kind of goes back to the last episode of what's your motivation. Just like with success, there's always fear. And in between that fear and that success, there's always a line. On the opposite side of fear lies success. Sometimes we just got to take that leap. You know, you call it a leap of faith or just whatever. Sometimes it's fate, sometimes it's destiny. Regardless, overcoming those fears, it's tough. I understand that. I know that it's tough to overcome some fears. Fear of change because of a career. Sometimes you feel that your company has you by the balls and you can't go anywhere because you're stuck or you're in a dead end or you feel like you're in a dead end. You know, you're getting up there in age. You're no longer a spring chicken anymore. You're in your mid-30s, early 40s, late 40s, early 50s. You don't have the education that a lot of companies are looking for, but sometimes, you know, you just gotta say, fuck it. Throw caution to the wind and see what happens. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we all just want to be happy. I mean, that's why we're living, right? Is to be happy. You don't want to be in a dead-end situation or a dead-end relationship to where you're not happy. To where you feel like you're stagnant or you're literally dying. You're literally dying because you fear change. You're literally dying because you fear that you don't qualify. Or you're literally dying because you fear that you're just not good enough. You know, when it goes back to, you know, maybe an education thing. Maybe you're not as educated as certain other individuals who have a college degree or a bachelor's or a master's, whatever the fuck. Whatever the case may be, you may not be that person, but there's an old saying, there's book smarts and there's street smarts. I myself, I don't have book smarts. I never went to college. College just wasn't for me. But I've got street smarts. And sometimes that street smarts can get you a lot further than that piece of paper that you're now in debt over your head, at least a couple hundred grand, that says that you got a master's degree in fucking political science or potty training or pediatric development or some shit. Again, college is not for everyone. I'm not saying don't go to college, don't further your education. But you can always further your education without having to go in debt. Educate your mind. Pick up a book. Read a book. Educate your mind by talking to a stranger. Sometimes you'll learn more life lessons and valuable tools to put inside your toolbox just from talking to a complete fucking stranger. Someone you've never met before in your life just so happens to cross your path. They crossed your path for a reason. We just have to let go of that fear and open up. So saddle up. Ride that motherfucker. Take what's yours. Own it. again, hashtag own the fucking dash. You only have one, so you might as well make it count. In relationships, we've all had them. Some good, some bad. Some long-lasting, some that didn't last long. Some that could have lasted all of 30 seconds, but it was the best 30 seconds of your fucking life, or it could have been the best 30 seconds of her life. That's something that you'll always keep with you. You know, don't be afraid of failing. Don't be afraid of feeling subpar, because you're not. We're constantly learning. We're constantly evolving. We're constantly teaching one another. You know, now back to the relationships thing, this could even kind of fall in place with your career goals. I mean, set goals for yourself and daily reminders. You know, set goals and then once you achieve that goal, then move on to the next one. And then the next one. And then the next one. Don't stop. Never stop learning. You know, above all, never stop trying. Like I say, if you don't take a chance, you have no chance. And I'm prime example of a relationship that can go good or it can go bad, because I've done both and I've lived both. I mean, hell, I'll be honest, I've probably failed at my relationship more than I've succeeded. Don't believe me, ask her, she'll tell you. And it's no one's fault but my own. I did it. You know, sometimes you lie because you think that's the way to go, or, you know, sometimes you make believe something that really isn't true, or you cheat your way through something to make it seem better. And at the end of the day, it's not. Because the only ones left hurting are those involved. It could be a man and a woman. Man, man, woman, woman. Whatever the case. If you're afraid of being completely honest with that person, then you're just going to fail yourself, and you're going to fail that person. Someone called the ambulance because someone just failed somewhere, or something went wrong somewhere. Could it have been for a lack of trying? Or could it have been for, you know, a lack of precaution? Or could it have been just fear itself? Fear is an emotion that we all share. Fear is an emotion that we all bear burden of. Fear is something that is not easily let go of. But remember, again, there's two sides to that. Just remember, don't be afraid to let go. Don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid to grow. Don't be afraid to learn new things. Don't be afraid to be taught new things. Don't be afraid to even teach new things. Fear is a motherfucker, and it will eat you alive if you let it. But also, fear, again, can be your friend. Because, again, it keeps you sharp. It keeps you smart. Keeps you always looking two steps ahead. So, again, I ask you, what is your biggest fear? Everyone's fears are different. You know, the straight A student, their biggest fear is failing the calculus test to get them an even higher grade. Failure to be valedictorian, salutatorian, whatever. I wasn't in any of those things. I barely graduated. Fear for the athlete. Fear of not making the team. Fear of being cut from the team. Fear of being benched. Well, like the student, you just work harder and excel harder. Study harder, but don't kill yourself in the process. Don't lose yourself in the process. For the athlete, practice makes perfect. The more you do it, the better that you will become at your craft. For your career, I mean, don't be afraid to stand up, stand out. Sometimes standing up and standing out means walking the fuck out. If you feel like you're in a dead-end situation or at a dead-end career, and you know that you're worth so much more, again, don't kill yourself in the process trying to please others that don't have your best interest involved. Don't be afraid to take that leap. Don't be afraid to take that extra step. And if that extra step means walking out that fucking door, then do it. Because if it makes you happy and it brings you back to a happier place, a happier time, then you know that you made the right decision. Same thing goes for relationships. Don't be afraid to stand up and stand out. Don't be taken advantage of. Don't feel that going through the motions is the way that it has to be. Be heard. Make your voice be heard. Don't be afraid to say things. And sometimes saying things is the biggest fear that a lot of us have. And those could be as simple as the simplest of words of I love you, or I'm sorry, or you know, you were right, I was wrong, or this isn't working for me, what can we do to change it? Or we've got to work on this together, it takes two. Sometimes the hardest things to say are our biggest fears. Sometimes the hardest things to do are our biggest fears. Or I should say the simplest of things to do or the simplest of things to say, those are our biggest fears. You know, and again, everybody's fears are different. Everybody has fears as they get older. Sometimes those fears compound on top of each other and create an even larger fear on top of another fear, on top of another fear. You know, some fear life, some fear death. I don't fear either. I fear what's in the middle, that dash that we speak of. That's what I fear. I fear not living it to the best of my ability, not living it to the fullest, not just taking that chance. I fear that. I fear failure. I don't fear failure as a friend or as a brother. Because everybody who knows me knows that I've got their back 100%, no matter what. Friend or family. And remember, family isn't always blood. Sometimes those that aren't blood mean more to me as family than they do as a friend. And sometimes those that are blood sometimes they're not even worth shitting on twice, let alone once. Fear as a boyfriend or a girlfriend, fear as a husband or a wife. I don't fear that because I fucked that up. We've already established that. I'm good at what I do, but sometimes being good isn't good enough. Actions speak louder than words. And sometimes that fear just gets in the way. I myself am my own worst critic. And I myself am my own worst teacher and or student. Because like I said, fear is a motherfucker. But if there's anything that I fear the most, for me, it's failure as a father. That's my biggest fear. Because when I leave this life, I want my kids to know that I did everything I could to make the best for them without sacrificing myself in the process. I want them to know that I myself, as well as their mom, did everything that we could to give them the life that we felt that they deserved, or even so much as the life that we never had. And as parents, that's what we want, isn't it? We always want what's best for our kids. And we always want to be able to give them the life that we never had. But keep in mind, this doesn't mean spoiling them with anything and everything. Now, there are some parents that can do that because they have the means and the finances to be able to do that. And 99 times out of 100, your child grows up not appreciating life itself, not appreciating the true value of life itself. So to finish up to the podcast, Fear is a Motherfucker. Don't be afraid to go out there and do what you need to do to make it happen. Don't be afraid to take that step. Don't be afraid to take that chance. Do not be afraid to take that leap. Because if it means at the end of the day, it makes you a better person, makes you a happier person, makes your family happier, makes your kids happier, makes your wife happier, makes your husband happier. Whatever it takes to make sure that at the end of the day, you and yours are taken care of. That's all that matters. So go out there and do what you need to do, folks. Conquer your fear. Be the best that you can at whatever it is you do. Be the best student. Be the best athlete. Be the best parent, the best mother, the best father. Be the best wife. Be the best husband that you can. Because again, we only live one life. So why not live it to the fullest and enjoy every single second without fear? Do what's best for you. Do what's best for you and yours. But remember, in the end, don't kill yourself. Don't sacrifice yourself. Stay true to who you are. Because nothing can change that heart that you've got. Nothing can change that heart, that soul, that drive, that fire. Just don't let it burn out. Don't fade away. You don't want to be yesterday's news. So just take the time to realize just how important you are to everybody. Realize how important you are to those that love you. Conquer your fears, folks. Because again, fear is a motherfucker. And it'll eat you alive if you let it. So, be better today than you were yesterday. J-Love, out.